Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim called Signs of the Times. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 17th through the 22nd.
So he starts out with the very first thing of the seventh, three his moeds. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh is the Shabbat. 6 days and then the seventh. Verse 4. These are the moeds of Jehovah, holy convocations which you shall proclaim in their moeds. So in verse 4, the word translated feast and the word translated seasons are both moeds. When you were little, did you circle Christmas on your calendar and count the days? Did you circle your birthday? And especially the day school would be out. And you counted those days, days of rejoicing. Glory to God. So these are days of rejoicing. Now, you have to put on your thinking cap. Keep that. We're going to go back to Exodus 12. The year is divided up into two calendars that God keeps on his calendar. One of them is a civic year, and the other one is a sacred calendar. So it's not hard to do. I mean, we begin the year in January 1, but lots of businesses have a fiscal year that starts in July, maybe. So it's not hard for you to figure out to have your fiscal year like we do in our... We go from September to September for our fiscal year at Prayer Mountain. So God has those two calendars. The older one is the one they kept, the civil calendar. And it begins with the day Adam was created and earth was created. And we call that date Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. And they call it that, the civil year. But we're going to look now when God charged the Jews to keep record of time. He gave to them the job of giving us his word. Isn't that wonderful? Everything we have in this Bible, except perhaps maybe for the book of Luke, is written by a Jew. And God gave the word. And I know those Jews. I know how meticulous they are. I know how they had those scribes. They still use the scribes in the temples and in the synagogues, the scrolls. You can have a printed book, all right. But when you really want to know what is accurate, you got to go to the scroll. And that has been done by a scribe. And every line in it, every letter in Hebrew is a number. And at the end of each line, they know how many that's supposed to tally out to, that line. So they're watchful with the word. God knew better than to give the word to Americans. He's smart. That, well, first of all, they would edit it. Then they would copyright it. No, he gave it to the right ones. He's smart, God. And he gave the challenge of keeping the record of time to the Jews. There are people that keep time all over this world, different calendars, different gods, different this, different that. But the one he's calendar, he gave it to the Jews. And even though they had been keeping the civil year, then he gives them the sacred year. And we're finding out when he sets up the sacred year in Exodus chapter 12. So look there. They've had the responsibility of keeping track of years and time since God spoke this to Moses. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be to you the first month of the year. This is going to be a sacred calendar. And they're coming out of Egypt, and it's springtime. And this is going to be the first month of your sacred year. Verse 3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Verse 6, you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper post, doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. This is the end of, look at the end of verse 11. It is the Lord's Passover, or we say, it's Pesach in the Hebrew. We say Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, man and beast. The blood is going to be a token on your house, and when I see it, I will pass over you. Verse 14, this day shall be unto you for a memorial. You shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. That's matzah. The first day you shall take all the leaven out of your house. And so he tells them to keep this Passover to how long? Verse 17. Keep this an ordinance forever. So Jews to this day keep the Passover. They have a Seder meal. Everything has to be in order. Seder means order. And they eat that on the first eve of Passover. And at the same day that Passover begins, also the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which lasts for 7 days. So for 7 days, you only eat matzah. And I have been in Israel many, many Passovers, and you are so tired of matzah. You hardly can wait for some leaven in the bread the next day. Leaven's a type of sin. So it's a type and a shadow that he cleansed all sin. And every one of these things are circle dates on God's calendar. Let's go now to back to Leviticus chapter 23. So now we go to verse 4. These are the moeds of Jehovah, holy convocations which you shall proclaim in their moeds. In the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. The Lord does not in the Bible name the months. He calls them the first month, the second month, the third month, the fourth month, the fifth month, the sixth month, the seventh month. Just like he doesn't name days. And the Jews don't name days either. If you're in Israel, you're always counting to the Shabbat. You go Yom Rishon, that's the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, and then you have the Shabbat. Those are the names of the days in Israel. Now, the Jews do have names of the months, which they picked up when they were in the Babylonian captivity. But in the Bible, the months aren't named, except for the prophets who wrote after the Babylonian captivity. Zechariah and some of the others will name a month. But God calls them by their numbers. The first month, second month. So in the, there is a first month of the sacred calendar. There's a first month in the civil calendar. The first month in the civil calendar comes over about September, October. And the first month in the sacred calendar is in the springtime. That's the time of the Passover. So we see here the first Passover. There are seven of these moeds, seven major moeds. 7777 marks time. How many days we got in a week?
Seven.
Seven marks time. It's God's number for marking time. Now, let's read on down then. We all know about every one of these three major moeds. He told them three times of the year, you take your feet and you go to Jerusalem and you appear before me. So these are called the Feast of the Feet, the Regalim. These are ones which you walk to Jerusalem. And the first one on the sacred calendar is Passover. And then you're going to do something to get you to the second one. What are you going to do? You're going to count. Let's look here. At Passover, during that week, in verse 10, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you be come into the land which I give unto you, you shall reap the harvest thereof, and you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priests. The Passover time is the barley harvest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. This is the first fruits. In Colossians 1, 18, 1 Corinthians 15, 20, Acts 26, 23, it tells us that Jesus is our first fruits. So when they're waving the first fruit offering, he's raising from the dead. He fulfilled the Passover. He is the Passover lamb. He fulfilled it. He is the first fruits of the resurrection. Now, every one of these three major feasts, they have to have three things. One, they have to have a historic event that happened on that day. They have to be a harvest time. They have a special harvest that has to come in during that moed, during that feast. And number three, this is getting me happy, they have to have a fulfillment. So, for Passover, what's the historic event? Come on, you surely know. What happened in the Bible on Passover? They came out of Egypt. They got set free. They came out of Egypt. The harvest is barley, the early barley harvest. And what is the fulfillment of Passover? The Passover lamb. The lamb that was slain from the beginning of the world. He fulfilled Passover. You surely know these things, don't you? I mean, you're just being nice out there.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message, Signs of the Times, by Dr. Billy Brim. October 17th through the 22nd, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 17th through the 22nd in Branson, Missouri.